someday we'll be together on Monitor. Today, I hope. Monitor, and for Joe Garagiola, your regular Saturday afternoon host. Bob Considine talks about the generation gap a few minutes from now, and later on, comedian David Fry does some of his presidential humor. We'll have a little music for everybody here. Easy come, easy go. Bobby Sherman.
Out of the sun, whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know, easy come, easy go, I'm sitting it out, now I'm spinning the dial, just thinking about the chump I've been, I have to smile, didn't I know, easy come, and easy go.
Talking here under the house with a termite who's eating the...
Watch yourself.
What?
That guy jogging in place up there is about to put his foot through the floorboard.
Oh? The man...
We all have a bet what kind of jogging outfit he wears.
The man has no idea that you've been under here, slowly destroying his house?
Well, I couldn't take all the glory myself, but there's many termites here.
But,
It's a team effort, you know.
Couldn't he have saved his house by looking up Terminex in the yellow pages under termite and pest control?
Watch it! Son of a gun. Blue tennis shoes, no athletic socks. You win the pot, Al.
Next, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Do you have a generation gap in your home? If you say you haven't and you've got kids, well, you're fibbing. I'll be back with what I think is a remarkable document on that American crisis after this news. This news about a new kind of health insurance that could save you hundreds of dollars in hospital and doctor bills. It's Mutual of Omaha's new wide-range health insurance, specially created to protect you against today's higher cost of getting sick or hurt. It can pay you more in benefits for more services. For example, new wide-range health insurance can pay up to $90 a day in maternity benefits, plus hundreds of dollars to the doctor. It can pay double the daily room rate for intensive care, often the difference between life and death to a patient with heart trouble. It can help pay for doctor calls in the hospital, at home, and in the office. It helps pay altogether for more services than I could name in an hour. So why don't you call any Mutual of Omaha man and bring your coverage up to date with new wide-range health insurance. It's already available in most states, And one more reason why we call Mutual of Omaha the people who pay. There was a United Press International feature story by reporter Carl Miller out of Columbus, Ohio, not so long ago, that put the often discussed matter of the generation gap into arresting focus, at least for me. The story was made up mostly of a letter written by Walter W. Seifert of Kent State University to his father. Here are some excerpts. Dear Dad, the last time I was home, you said some significant things about my interest in radical proposals for a new social order. When you told me I was too young for sane opinion on such matters, you insinuated that your generation is better qualified to find the way than mine. Well, I don't believe that those who led us into this present mess are capable of leading us out. My generation holds in contempt the colossal social, economic, and political blunders which you perpetuated. As we survey the worthless heritage of crime, war, poverty, and greed, we unite in shouting, we will have none of it. There must be a second renaissance. We must scrutinize our entire inheritance to find the true value of these institutions. The letter from the young student, Walter Seifert, to his father continues, you ask me to trust our economic leaders. Well, I answer, men are starving today in the shadows of your rotting granaries and hog-butchering establishments. Under your system, privation increases in proportion to the increase in production. Hold fast to the religion of your fathers, you warn me. But I wonder, has that religion lessened hatred, crime, war, and suffering in its 20th century trial? Dad, our young people are admittedly a skeptical crowd. What we have lost in the comfort of blind faith, we have gained in the assurance of scientific reasoning. If this fact-finding attitude be heresy, you may style us heretics. If we worship reality instead of sublimity, you may say that we are fools. If science has altered our moral convictions, and if our new freedom conflicts with your age-old prohibitions, then you may consign us to your fiery hells. But one thing is certain, the lad continued, win or lose, right or wrong, we are beginning to think through these things. We try to see beyond our noses. We are striving to build a better world. In that struggle, we ask your cooperation, realizing that our youthful ambition, coupled with your aged perspective, is the one combination which can solve the riddle of these times. Well, how about it, Dad? The letter ends. The UPI feature doesn't end there, however. Reporter Carl Miller gives us an O. Henry ending. That letter, which sounds so familiar in today's youth rebellion, was written back in 1935. The son who wrote it to his father is now 55 years old and teaches journalism at Ohio State University. I have come full circle, he told Miller. I'm a staunch conservative, but that old letter is proof positive that the generation gap is nothing new. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. You know, today everything costs more because of inflation, and the cost of medical care has gone up even more. And for that very reason, Mutual of Omaha has created new wide-range health insurance. It can pay you more in benefits for more hospital and doctor services, because it's geared especially to meet today's higher health care cost. To be sure you have enough for the right kind of health insurance, call any man from Mutual of Omaha. Let them be the people who pay, instead of you.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again next weekend, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Charming, and winning, and
theater on stage. Star performances recorded live in leading theaters and nightclubs. Here's David Fry in A Flight of Imagination from his album, I Am the President. Step into the Oval Office.
Rocky, I would like to thank you on behalf of me and all the people across this great land for taking that goodwill trip to South America. Put down your crutches and tell me all about it.
Well, why should I tell you about it? Why don't I just show you? I've got some slides. I've got some color slides.
Grand. I'm sure it wasn't a picnic. From personal experience, I know that. You know, I was once stoned in Venezuela.
Well, I didn't have time for that. I just went around trying to find out how much your amigos love us south of the border. Here's my first slide. That's our reception at the airport in Ecuador.
Who are those colorful people, and whatever are they doing?
Those are the natives in their quaint and colorful ponchos, and they're punching us. This is our reception in Colombia.
Beautiful color, Governor. Just beautiful.
Dumb luck. I snapped it just as a ripe guava hit the land. And here I am dickering in the picturesque marketplace in Maracaibo.
What are you dickering for?
I'm dickering for my wife. Valparaiso.
That's chilly, isn't it?
No, actually, we're being pelted with enchiladas here. Here I am, surrounded by a group of waving natives.
What is it that they're waving?
My clothes.
Is that it? I mean, is that about it?
From here on, it was all downhill.
Well, thanks, Rocky. It was very brave of you to take this trip. I didn't want to send you, but I needed the information. I mean, put yourself in my place.
I tried, Dick. Believe me, I tried.
David Fry for Monitor on Stage. And now this from the nation's best-selling cat litter. If your cat had a choice, it would insist on Kitty Pan Cat Litter, the nation's best-selling cat litter for a litter of good reasons. It's more absorbent, more deodorizing, more dust-free, and it's practically track-proof. In popular 4, 10, and economical 20-pound bags. Don't forget to enter your cat in Kitty Pan's 5th Annual Glamour Kitty Contest. The details and entry blanks are on every bag. Void where prohibited. You can also buy Kitty Pan litter boxes and liners wherever cat litter is sold. Here's a new one by the Letterman, for love.
The touch of her hand, things that we say, the sound of her voice with me day after day. Her smile can chill the wake and turn the darkness into day. She doesn't have to say to me it's love. I know. Such a funny thing, I guess I just can't explain it. Only those who fall in love can know. I know.
There's more. Roscoe for Monitor.
This is Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
Roscoe, your host this Saturday, and they started swinging the bat at the ball again this week. In the Grapefruit League. Baseball's back and Florida's got it. The reason they start spring training there is to get the umpires in shape for calling games on account of rain. I guess that wasn't really rain they had on the first day. It was tears of joy from the fans. We'll have all the late sports news in this half hour. Neil Diamond, Shiloh.
Long child with dreams, dream every dream on your own. my dreams to myself. Till a young girl with fire made me trust somebody else. Held my hand out, I let her take me, blind as a child.
The cost of everything has certainly hit the Broadway theater, even the off-Broadway theater. So anyone who spends the money doesn't want to take his chances. He wants to be sure he's going to see something that's worth it. Monitor's man on the aisle, Leonard Probst, reports on the values as he sees them.
Roscoe, here's Probst prediction number one for 1970. You'll be hearing more music from the new off-Broadway shows this season than from Broadway. The reason is that there are many more musicals opening off-Broadway, three this week and none on Broadway, that the music along the Great White Way sounds as passé as that expression, the Great White Way. The music is an echo of Sigmund Romberg plus a squeeze of schmaltz and a sneak of rock. The newest musicals are Gantry and Georgie. We seem to have reached the letter G on Broadway, and both of them opened and folded almost in the same breath. Meanwhile, off-Broadway, the most talked-about new musical this season is a small, slight, and entirely enjoyable show, The Last Sweet Days of Isaac. One reason it works is that the rock music and the words are completely integrated so that the mood of the music is part of the play, as in Hair. As for that play, it's in two acts, and the first act is by far the best. Two people are trapped in an elevator. Austin Pendleton plays the role of Isaac. He's in the 33rd year of his life and convinced he will die momentarily. He fumbles, he hesitates, he is so utterly incompetent that you come to cherish him. He longs for direct bodily contact, in this case with Frederica Weber, a cute blonde with a brunette wig. Isaac, like the people of his generation, longs to touch and to feel life, but instead observes it through his camera, listens to it through his tape recorder, both of which dangle from his weak shoulders. There is a frantic, funny scene when she is singing into his tape recorder and he's undressing her. At the crucial point, the elevator springs back to its mechanical life. The life blossoming inside the elevator stops with a start, and so ends this brief encounter. The Last Sweet Days of Isaac is a new musical, and one that seems almost ridiculous, but one that works because it catches the spirit and music of today and wraps them together so you can't tell where the words stop and the beat begins. Leonard Probst, NBC News New York, reporting for Monitor.
The words of Leonard Probst stop, and the music of Marilyn May begins. Show me where the good times are.
Come on, show me where the good times are. That's where I want to be. Show me where the good times are and have a drink on me.
Soon, but one thing that may cloud up a sunny springtime is that old April 15th deadline for filing your federal income tax return. You know, you can eliminate that gloom by starting to work on your tax return right now. Then you won't find yourself wondering on April 15th if you can get your return done on time. Here's how you can play it smart. Avoid the mistakes and carelessness that often come from being rushed. Take a good look at your new tax form and read the tax instructions carefully. Then here's what you do. Pull out all your old canceled checks, all the receipts and the other financial papers that you have, including last year's return. Good idea. Good records and plenty of lead time can help guarantee an accurate and complete tax return. Then you'll have time to determine your tax deductions and to figure your lowest possible tax. You can keep spring bright. Do your tax return. Do it early. WNBC, New York. Coalition on Monitor. Time to get it together.
A whole lot of talk goes down among my people, and the world hangs on every word. I guess people are just trying to be people. That's the way it is from all I've heard. There's a whole lot of people been trying to get it together, like you and me.
Headlines coming up. Notre Dame's call rolls to NCAA tournament scoring record. North Carolina and Massachusetts in NIT. Boston increases hockey lead over New York. Guy LeBeau will have the stories behind those headlines in a moment, but first, this message.
Do you know you can buy a Colonial writing desk for under $180 and get a stereo outfit free? That's Voice of Music's way of telling you what a really outstanding value this package is. It's a real fine piece of early American furniture with a real maple finish that's been awarded the certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association. And when you open the top, there's a fine Voice of Music stereo outfit, a Stereomatic record changer, a solid-state amplifier, and high-fidelity stereo speakers hidden in the sides of the desk. If you don't know they're there, you won't know they're there. And it's all yours for under $180. For a little extra, you can also get this fine writing desk stereo with a built-in FM-AM stereo radio. See the Colonial writing desk that plays stereo at your VM dealers soon. Because if you haven't heard the Voice of Music, my friend, you haven't heard anything yet.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Guy LeBeau.
Thank you very much, Roscoe. Good afternoon, everybody. The NCAA basketball tournament got underway this afternoon at Dayton, Ohio. Notre Dame routed Ohio University 112-82 in the first game of the Mideast Regionals. Austin Carr paced the Irish with 61 points. That's an NCAA tournament record. It's three more than the old mark held by Bill Bradley of Princeton, now with the Knickerbockers. Carr clicked for 35 in the first half. His game total was a personal high and a Notre Dame record. In the second game, Western Kentucky playing Jacksonville. Tonight, seven other games at five sites are scheduled. In other action this afternoon, Cincinnati 94, St. Louis 79, Michigan State over Illinois 81-76, Iowa 115, Northwestern 101, Kentucky over Tennessee 86-69. Penn State 65, Rutgers 62, Ohio State beat Wisconsin 96-87, Nebraska 87, Iowa State 81, and Purdue 48, Minnesota 44. Elsewhere in basketball, North Carolina and Massachusetts today became the 14th and 15th teams to enter the NIT tournament at Madison Square Garden, which begins on the 13th of March. One berth remains open. That'll be filled tomorrow when the pairings are going to be announced. Still in the running, North Carolina State, Duke, Tennessee, Santa Clara, and the University of Pacific. The National Basketball Association Players Group has warned the league it will be sued if it agrees to merge with the ABA, that other big league. The warning sounded by Chet Walker of the Chicago Bulls. He says he thinks there'll be a merger before the March 30th college draft, and the Players Association believes sincerely a merger will hold down the income of NBA players. In the National Hockey League, Simon Ollé's first three-goal hat-trick earned Philadelphia, yep, a 5-5 tie with Boston. The 23rd tie game played by Philadelphia this year, matching Montreal's league record. By the way, Boston picked up a point today and is now two up on idle Rangers in their battle for the Eastern Division title. Gabriel Seifert of East Germany today came from behind with a dazzling free skating performance to win the World Figure Skating Championship for the second time. Beatrix Schuba of Austria, who led after the compulsory figures, finished second. Julie Lynn Holmes of the U.S., third in competition held in Yugoslavia. In auto racing, Jack Brabham of Australia today won the first Formula One race of the season, the South African Grand Prix. Brabham led for 60 laps of the 80-lap race. He drove a Brabham Ford to an 8-second win over New Zealand's Denny Holm in a McLaren Ford. Incidentally, Brabham's winning speed, a record 111.70 miles an hour. In baseball, rain hampered play in Florida's exhibition baseball circuit. The world champion New York Mets and the Cardinals played a 2-2 tie. That game called after 5 innings. Cincinnati and the White Sox deadlocked at 3-3, called after 5.5. The game between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh canceled entirely. Baltimore turned back the Yankees 4-1. Kansas City blanked Houston 4-0. Atlanta 2, Los Angeles 1. Boston defeated a combined team of major leaguers 13-2. Detroit over Minnesota 4-1. And Washington over Montreal 11-4. That's the late sports news, Roscoe. This is Guy Lebeau, Monitor Sports.
Thank you, Guy. And here's Elvis Presley, Kentucky Rain.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love is strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong.
This is David Frost for State Farm Fire and Casualty. Inflation is terrible. Why, it's pushed the cost of Manhattan Island up from a reasonable $24 in beads to a sum well beyond the means of the average man. The only good thing is that inflation's probably pushed the value of your home well beyond the amount you paid for it, which is great, unless your home is still insured for its original value. If it is, and you're forced to rebuild it, it could cost you several thousand extra dollars.
Safety Council. Did you know that one driver in four is involved in an automobile accident each year? And did you know that safety belts reduce auto accident injuries anywhere from 40 to 90%? And yet people make excuses for not wearing them. Forget the excuses. Remember the safety belt. Many of you know Joe Garagiola is in St. Louis because of the death of his mother this past week. And I know all of you join us in sending our sympathies to him. This is Roscoe for Monitor.
Listen to the exciting sounds of the South Pacific. The drums of Fiji signal the start of a Meki war dance, and the shouts of the warriors drift across a peaceful lagoon. In Australia, far from the big cities, the sound of the didgeridoo breaks the silence of the wide brown outback. And at Rotorua in New Zealand, the Maoris sing of love remembered. Now, the South Pacific's most exciting sound, 995, only $995 from the West Coast for a 17-day Qantas tour. Now is the time to sample the South Pacific with Qantas, Australia's round-the-world airline. Talk to your Qantas travel agent. You'll like what you hear.
WNBC, AM and FM, New York.